I'm thinking about authenticity and what that looks like for each person. It's different for everyone. How do we stay authentic? Well, first we have to know what we value, what's important to us, what we're passionate about. We could start with the job. Is it a job or is it a passion? Sometimes it's the job because of where we live, what's available to us as an individual, what's available to the community, what's needed in the community. But what about when we think about people? For me, I would say it feels authentic if I can treat everyone the same, no matter who they are, with kindness. That feels authentic. And it's not always easy to be kind. But when I'm having a good day, of course it is. When I'm having a good moment, of course it is. And it feels real, and that feels authentic. And I'm sure that's the same for everyone. Maybe not everyone consciously thinks about, I'm going to be kind today to myself, to others. But when we are kind to ourselves and to others, it feels good. It feels happy. A more specific example is if we see someone who looks different than us. It could be their hair color. It could be their face color. It could be what they're wearing on their body, on their person, on their human. And how we treat that person means the world. Because it can be easier to treat people kind who look just like us. But what about the people who look different than us? What about the people who sound different than us? Maybe it's an accent, because they're from a different part of the country. Maybe it's an accent because they're from a different part of the world. Maybe it's an intellectual thing or a mental thing. How we treat them matters. How we treat each other matters. And this is where making a difference starts with oneself, thyself, ourself. Because how we treat ourselves and how we treat other people who look and sound different than us is one of the most important things we can do in our lives. one of the most responsibly conscious things we can do is pay attention to how we treat other people. Pay attention to how we treat ourselves. Do we keep going when we're tired? Do we not eat when we're hungry because we just have to finish this thing? Do we not eat because we don't have the money to eat right now? So we have to make a conscious choice about that. So sometimes we just have to do the best we can to live an authentic life that's true to ourselves. And if that means eating the healthiest food you can find or afford, that's great. And sometimes if you're not able to acquire that through time or money, then you go to the next best thing. Always the next best thing. So you can continue to live an authentic life. What are we passionate about? Our passions. Are we getting to do that stuff? Right now I'm into the gardening, and I mean, I don't think it's right now. I think this will continue for my forever on Earth in this human form. I'm enjoying painting. And I want to get into more creative painting again. Step back into that. What are you passionate about? Are you getting to do that? Are you living your best life as best as you can? Your best life is authentic. And how do we want to relationship? Who do we want to relationship with? What's in line with our authenticity there? And sometimes life experiences can happen and maybe throw us off a little bit. We accept, we forgive ourselves, we accept once we're aware that it's happened, the sidestep, the sidetrack. We become aware, we accept, we forgive. And we carry on. We try to get back on whatever track we were on that was most true to ourselves in that moment of that day. It can change. We find out different information. We meet people and hear something. Sometimes we learn something and something changes. Thought this was our authentic self, but some new information was acquired. So now this is how we want to live. We get to do that. We get to live our authentic self that is true for us each and every day, and it could change day to day until we figure out who we are, what we are, how we are. That's authenticity. figuring out who we are. It's a learning process. We get to figure out who we are. No one tells us that. That's all on us. It's our responsibility. We get to own that. We get to take accountability there about who we are, how we are, why we are, what we are. Let's all find our authenticity. Each and every day, strive to be our most authentic self. Let's do our best to do that. Peace starts within us, and then it spreads to our families, our friends and neighbors, strangers, the world. Let's spread that peace. I do believe that most people want to be kind. And they can find it. We all can. We can do our best. We just do our best. Wake up to authenticity. And come back to it every moment when we're aware. And we remember who we want to be and how we want to be. We come back to it. And we surf it out.